Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program, also the Saturday show. Yeah. Welcome to it. It's Ian here.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Phones are open, although right now phone calls will be limited to questions for our special guest, who I think was the last guest that we had on the show. We don't do guests on Free Talk Live very often,
oh, yeah.
So I think, Adam Kokesh, you were also the last person we had on as a guest, whenever, a few months ago. Welcome back, mm-hmm. Adam.
Thank you. Well, I'm pretty sure I've earned it this time, and I am truly honored for this opportunity and to be joining you on this most auspicious Christmas day, given the date of my victory being December 21st, the solstice itself.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, it is an honor to be talking to both of y'all, but Ian, especially to really appreciate what just happened. And what I just accomplished, because basically government came at me with a felony 2 charge for distributing, manufacturing psilocybin mushrooms and 2 associated vehicle charges for driving without license plates and without insurance. And I stared them down and admitted to it and confess to all the facts that would reasonably lead them to those charges and said, but it is not illegal for me to be doing this because of these reasons, and what you are doing is wrong, and you will stop. And I stared them down, and it took me 12 days in solitary confinement, but they said, okay, you win.
Oh, they blinked first?
Yeah,
he didn't even get to an arraignment. I mean, it was it's been an amazing last couple of weeks. And let's go back to the beginning of this. You had traveled to Colorado. You live in Arizona. You got a homestead there. And you had traveled up to Colorado for some sort of a memorial service for Johnny Hurley, correct?
Well, that's been exaggerated in the reports. But to back up, I was going for a week-long sort of solo adventure. Me and just the 2 girls, Thelma and Louise, my dogs, and Joey, my girlfriend, Mary Jane, was supposed to join me but had a family obligation that last minute led me to doing this trip by myself. And I went and gave a speech at the Utah Libertarian Party 50th anniversary event, which was quite an honor as well.
Oh, okay.
The title being How and Why to Be a Pirate. Well, I know we're on mainstream radio.
Thank you,
right?
Yeah.
How and why to be a friggin' pirate? was the title of my speech, and I talked about driving without a license and the ticket I just got, and et cetera, et cetera, and what it means to just live that lifestyle of being on the side of righteousness when the law is wrong. And to live and act upon that and to be more free and enjoy life more as a result. So then I was visiting friends up in Northport near the Canadian border north of Spokane. Then my radiator gave out and I was limping through the cold back to visit my dad for his birthday in Cheyenne. Oh, it was cold. And then the Johnny Hurley thing was just taking out some of my mutual friends there. I said, I'm coming through town. I want to pay my respects to the hero of Arvada. And if anybody, I'm sure your listeners know, but quick reminder.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's do a quick recap on who that
is. Johnny Hurley is an old friend of mine and you know, not to oversell our friendship, but we were, you know, friendly and respected colleagues as activists. And he was a concealed carry weapons permit holder who practiced concealed carry and intervened in a mass shooting as it was starting with a gentleman who was intent on killing as many cops as possible, just killed one. Johnny intervened and shot him, and then in a case of quote-unquote mistaken identity, cops showed up to the scene, shot and killed our friend Johnny Hurley. So right. I was going to pay my respects and to see the site and to walk the his last steps.
Yeah.
And I took a rock, and wrote hashtag Hero Hurley on it as a memorial. And the fact that we live in a country where police are a special privileged class of criminals that are incentivized to shoot first and ask questions later leads to tragedies like this. And the Johnny Hurley story should have been as big as any police violence or misconduct story or any kind of headline news. It bleeds, it leads headlines, but this really contradicts the mainstream narrative because it exposes the evil that the system puts on the streets in the incentives that cops are given in interacting with civilians. And Johnny Hurley paid the ultimate price to do the right thing. And so that was really on my mind as I was then driving home from Arvada to my homestead, Gardenia, in northern Arizona, and picked up some psilocybin mushroom capsules on the way. And this is where I'll leave some details out for the purposes of I am happy to manage my own liability, but I must respect others' desire to manage their related liabilities to their own degrees. So, was driving lawfully. I hate to, of all the things, I'm going to sound like some kind of, John McAfee. And John McAfee also suicided in jail in a Spanish prison. Recently weighing heavy on my mind going into this.
Sure.
Thinking about him and, how much I looked up to him almost as a father figure. And my dad's quite the badass on this count as well. He's the one who's responsible for the Supreme Court case, Kokesh versus the SEC, Kokesh 9-0 victory. But John McAfee had a certain flair for living his life with an absolute disregard for the validity of unjust law, and I kind of strive to live up to that. But when it comes to traffic safety or even passive resistance, acquiescing to the social standard of the speed limits, more or less, I don't speed. I drive very carefully. I will drive, mildly under the influence of cannabis, which for me is something I sip throughout the day as kind of a mood leveler more than anything. But I would describe myself as sober. I don't drive drunk. I don't drive in a way that puts other people at risk.
Well, they pulled you over because you didn't have a tag, right? Or something like some kind of driving thing.
Exactly. I was driving. I dial in normally 3 or 4 over the speed limit or maybe, 8 over the speed limit when I'm on super country roads.
So you don't think they were laying in wait for you? They didn't know that Adam Kokesh, the founder of Homefront Battle Buddies, which is this thing you were telling us about last time, it's your new mission, is to help veterans who have, issues like PTSD, give them a place to go down in Arizona, basically a resort where they can take a spiritual journey on something like psychedelic mushrooms and address some of these deep-seated issues. They didn't know you were coming through, figuring they would, catch you with some psilocybin. This was a total random stop.
Let me just say about I love your context there. Thank you.
Yeah.
For Homefront Battle Buddies, homefrontbattlebuddies.org, and it is to provide veterans with all manners of alternative therapy experiences that are not available through the VA or that they're not comfortable getting through the VA. As for myself, when I was in Fallujah in 2004, you're not going to hear me talk. I'd rather talk to y'all on the radio than any kind of VA shrink about my experience with torture in Iraqis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all of that. And while psilocybin mushrooms are something that we can talk about openly now and say, yes, we grow them here and we give them away to veterans here, it's a small part of, giving guys the tools for personal wellness, physical fitness, nutrition, self-empowerment, legal consulting, financial consulting, access to education, VA benefits, everything that we can do in that context that we're capable of. As a C3, we don't actually touch anything illegal under even federal law, but we facilitate with a safe place.
Stand by. Adam Kokesh is with us here from Adam Versus the Man. He is basically fresh out of jail, just got out a few days ago after almost 2 weeks behind bars in what is essentially a solitary confinement situation. We're just scratching the surface of the story. We got a lot to dig deep into here. You're welcome to join us as well.
I've got questions.
Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, Saturday show, also the Christmas Day edition of the program. And yes, we are here throughout the holidays live, so if you're here on New Year's Eve, we'll be live.
New Year's Day, we're here.
Every single day, 7 days a week.
Freedom doesn't take a day off, Ian.
Exactly. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And this is all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great place to go and get started learning about cryptocurrency. Currently, Bitcoin price, the BTC price, is just over $50,000, a little less than $51,000 per unit. Still lower than its all-time high, around $68,000.
But Merry Christmas if you bought the dip.
Yeah, it might still be a dip if you think about it. So you never know what the price is going to do in the next 5 minutes or 5 days. But generally in the last several years, the price has trended upward. And if you want to learn the basics about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find lots of good information there. If you're time pressed, you can just watch that first video, get some of the basic concepts down in about 3 minutes of your time over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started at the top of the page. We go back to Adam Kokesh. He is here with us on the line from his home in Arizona after being held in roughly a solitary confinement. Was it a 23-hour-a-day lockdown, Adam, that they had you on?
No, it was worse, actually.
Really?
Because, well, I think we'll come back to this.
I'm sure we will.
I don't want to say I even refused. I really just declined all of their offers to book. And so they carried me when I got in there into their holding tank, which is a 6x9 cell with just a toilet sink combo unit and a metal bunk. And I was in that room for 12 days straight.
Wow.
Except for twice I went out to take a shower for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Once I met with a public defender for 30 minutes. And once I spoke with the county sheriff for about 15 minutes. Oh, and once I walked out to their little closet of a library, it was a disaster for about 15 minutes. So about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, an hour and a half out of 12 days straight. Except for that, I was in the 6x9.
I want to ask, because I don't quite... I've seen this done or attempted, or people have talked about whether or not activists will do this when they get arrested, and that is what you did, the strategy of, you know, sort of not replying, you know, if they come it's time for...
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious about that.
Yeah, well, let me... The strategy, since you bring that up, I can explain very quickly as complete non-compliance with their game and complete commitment to, I'm in your custody, you're going to take care of me, that's my game, and I'm going to tell you what I think about what's going on, and you're going to listen to me because otherwise you don't know what to do with me, and I am going to prove that I am way more trouble than it's worth and that you are in the wrong here. But the first question that Ian raised, I think, is really the important one sequentially, which is like, was I targeted as an individual,
right,
or was it truly a random stop?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a combination. I know that sounds impossible, but I think it was primarily a random stop where they really were like, oh, no plates. But even then, like, it's a super rural county, Sawatch County. Population about 6,300, tiny, you know, in the town center, one of the bigger towns in the county is population under 2,000.
Yeah.
So the area that people don't really get pulled over for driving without plates anyway.
Was it daytime, nighttime? What was the scene like?
Yeah, it was just before noon.
Hmm.
And I was just driving on my way home, and so was I targeted? I mean, it was kind of like maybe a 1 in 100 this and a 1 in 100 that and another 1 in 100. But then, so going through the sequence of events here will explain that. So I got pulled over for not having a plate, mm-hmm, allegedly. And officer comes up, and I roll my window down halfway because I got Thelma and Louise in the back seat. I'm like, you know, I don't want to let my dogs jump out. How you doing, sir? And, you know, we're going to get discovery on this and get all the video because there's some disagreement here and how he later reported in his affidavit for a warrantless arrest where he said I was behaving erratically. But as I recall, he basically said, hey, do you have any plates for this truck? And I said, no. He said, do you have a license? And I said, no, but here's, and that's a whole other long story. I said, here's my VA ID. I'm not hiding my identification. You can write down my name. I held it up to the window. I said, this is my name. This is my, and here's my date of birth. And you can look me up. And I actually happen to have a valid driver's license in the system. I just don't have the card. So you can go look that up. I have an Arizona driver's license.
Before you go on with the story, there were reports, I think it was your wife who mentioned that you had tried to stream this live, but the feed cut 6 seconds in. Was that just due to a terrible cell phone signal out in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, and
so do you still have video on your phone? Did you?
No.
No. Ah, shoot.
No, and I have a dash cam, but it cycles. So by the time I got to it, it had recorded over.
Damn it.
And, yeah, just bad luck on that. But it wouldn't have been much anyway because we're going to get I think there were body cameras. There was a dash cam involved. We're going to be able to get all that in discovery here.
How are you going to get discovery if they drop the charges on you?
Well, I told you I had a special announcement, didn't I? I have a letter. I have the Kokesh Christmas letter to
We'll get to that.
And the people involved. But yeah, I got leverage here. That's the point.
Okay.
So they pull me over and he takes my information, goes back to his car and, has me run through the NCIC, CCIC, National Criminal Database, et cetera, systems and says, I have 3 outstanding warrants, from the case in Texas where I beat 4 felonies and a misdemeanor. Again, using the religious defense, but not as decisive a victory in that case because I ended up filing a motion to dismiss based on, I'm a member of the Oklavoya Native American Church and a self-proclaimed Wiccan and First Amendment religious rights. I have the right to possess all natural substances as sacrament, based on my judgment, not yours. Go pound sand. And they came back to me with a plea deal that was basically such a nothing deal. It wasn't even a plea to the charges. It was like a sweetheart plea deal where you're like, oh man, this is like way easier than going to trial. But it's not the decisive victory that this was, which we'll get to here. Okay. So they come back to me and say, you have outstanding warrants. And he says, I'm going to call for backup. And then backup. And I said, yeah, I know I have warrants. They're non-extraditable, which is, I've been told that a few times, but this was actually the 3rd time I got pulled over on this trip. And the first time was for not having a plate in Flagstaff. And this is so funny because my license had been suspended because I don't treat driving as a right. I mean, as a privilege that I have to purchase. I treat it as a right that I have a right to. And you really want to come at me for that. I decided a long time ago I'm done playing games. I'm done paying for my rights.
I love it. Stand by. Adam Kokesh, you're pulled over in Colorado, some little county in southern Colorado. We'll continue. He ended up in jail for 12 days over this. And we'll find out how they found the alleged psilocybin here in a moment. What happened next? You can share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. Travelers have been running into more flight delays and cancellations on this Christmas Day. It's been going on since yesterday, actually. And FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed over 2,100 flights today, over 5,900 scrubbed worldwide. No major U.S. airports are reporting operational issues, but thousands of flights were canceled on Christmas Eve, many because of workers calling in sick because they have COVID-19. Also, there have been some weather issues, especially in the West. Nashville quietly marking a one-year anniversary of the Christmas Day bombing that devastated part of its downtown area. It's when a man parked his RV on 2nd Avenue. A message played from a loudspeaker on the vehicle warning people of an explosion, and then it did happen. He was killed and several other people were injured. And this is USA Radio News. Police in England say they have a suspect in custody after a security breach at Windsor Castle, where Queen Elizabeth is spending the Christmas holiday this year. The Thames Valley Police saying they've arrested a 19-year-old intruder. They got him shortly after he entered the grounds. According to officers, he was armed with an offensive weapon, but they have not given any further details. President Biden wishing the nation a Merry Christmas on this Christmas Day in a tweet he posted this morning. Biden also wished that time with loved ones be filled with, quote, warmth, comfort, and joy throughout the holiday season. The world's biggest, most powerful space telescope has a Christmas morning launch from South America.
James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
The $10 billion telescope heading about a million miles from Earth, and they'll be looking for new exoplanets. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, join us here if you want, although questions would have to be just for Adam Kokesh. Our special guest on the line, our number is 603-283-6160. On this live Christmas Day edition in the studio with you, it is Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And we are raising money for Give Directly. It's a very interesting organization that has been helping people in extreme levels of poverty.
And I love the idea of giving directly.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Great idea.
In fact, they've helped out over a million people in the last couple of decades with over $400 million of cash given to these folks with no strings attached. And it allows people in really needy places like Kilifi and Bomet counties in Kenya right now. That's who we're working on helping out at the moment. And their research finds that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in those folks' lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, we agree, and that's why Free Talk Live is matching donations to Give Directly up to a total of $30,000. So if you want to help some folks out over the holiday season here, get over to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And yes, they do take cryptocurrency. Some of that, you know, if you've got some weird crypto or whatever that's not one of their standard ones, they'll still work with you on it. So just reach out directly to them about that.
Nice.
Once again, that's give.freetalklive.com. Adam Kokesh is with us from his home in his home base there in Arizona after 12 days in more than solitary confinement, basically, in a cruddy little county in southern Colorado that, you know, to their credit, when you challenged them, they backed down off of these criminal charges. You'd been pulled over on your way back from visiting some folks, and they called in backup after they figured out who you were. You're an activist, and you know you're willing to stand up for yourself, and you got two big dogs with you. So they called in backup, and then what happened?
Well, they're little dogs right now. They're still puppies. They're Thelma and Louise. They're gorgeous. One's a brindle and one's a chocolate brindle, and they're from a local mutt litter that is allegedly a pit bull, Rottweiler, and Sharpei mix.
They look gorgeous. I saw some pictures.
Yeah, and they're only I do a channel on Telegram for our homestead called Gardenia. And t.me/thegardenoffreedom. You can find that on there. My main channel, t.me/AdamVersusTheMan. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I got cut off before the break there, but I want to be clear. There's no alleged in this here. I was traveling with capsules of ground up psilocybin mushrooms, and it was my intent to distribute them to veterans.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, just got to make that abundantly clear from the get-go here.
Fantastic.
So when they ran me through the system, this is the next 1 in 100 part of the sequence of events where maybe they saw old warrants that were on my record.
Mm-hmm.
And saw that and made the mistake of reading them as currently extraditable. And so that was their, oh, well, we have to take him into custody for that. And then the next critical step in the event sequence of events was, well, we might as well violate him since he's here in custody on the side of the road, mm-hmm, and try and pin some more charges on him. Let's search his truck.
Gotcha.
And, you know, well, there's literally no probable cause, although they later described my behavior as erratic, which is one of the reasons I'm pretty set on getting their body cam footage of this.
Got it.
Because I was not at all, and you all know me.
Sure.
I think I've got a solid enough record of being cool, calm, and collected under fire.
Right.
Specifically, even in much more stressful police interactions than anything in this case.
Right.
So, basically, another officer showed up and said, your warrants are extraditable, and Texas will extradite, so we are taking you into custody. Please step out of the vehicle. And this is, again, it's going to sound like submission, but when your safety, public safety, is involved because officers are threatening you with coercion on the side of the road, that is not the place to resist.
Agreed.
So you comply physically until you are safely in the back of their squad car, at least. You might completely remain silent, but I would not advise that because it's creepy and cuts off a mode of communication that might be useful for safety or comfort. But certainly assert your rights to not answer questions, mm-hmm, that you don't want to answer for whatever reason, and err on the side of saying, you know what, officer, I'd rather wait till I have an attorney to talk about that.
That's good advice.
If it's anything of that nature. And that's my general attitude. If you're uncomfortable differentiating what to say, don't say anything at all. But no reason to be a dick about it, and no reason to cut off, hey, you know, I got a shoulder injury. You put my hands behind my back for more than 5 minutes, I'm going to be in agony. And they accommodated me for that, actually. Mm-hmm. But they did completely violate my rights by calling in a canine without probable cause, pulling my dogs out of the car, taking them into custody. And their circumstance is a whole other story.
Yeah.
They were taken and left outside in the cold in Colorado winter in a crate. And
this was where? Like the pound? Is that where they were taken?
I'll call it out. It was Monta Vista Animal Control is what they call it, but it had another name. There's a specific name, but it's known as Monta Vista Animal Control.
So it's a government agency. The government.
More or less. Yeah. It's a direct contractor. Mm-hmm. It's good that gets paid to take animals that are seized.
And as I understand it, somebody who was a friend that was in the region came down and they wouldn't let them go pick the dogs up right away because they were quote unquote closed for the weekend. So they had
It's kind of like, no, if you're taking care of animals and you're responsible for other people's animals, screw that. You are at least on call 24 hours a day. So, like, no, that's inhumane. You're seizing animals from other people's care, and then, we're just going to be closed for a couple days. They got food. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
no.
they don't lock up the canine police dogs on the weekends, do they?
That is not okay. I'm not okay with that. We are going to address that.
Okay.
And they got a little frostbite on their ears, but they were otherwise okay from what we know.
Good.
But yeah, this is if you recall, like my dog Blue, Conour. That's it. Like Conour, Conour Animal Shelter.
Okay.
In Rio Grande County, it's in Monta Vista, Colorado. Yeah. Thank you, dear. Pulled me out of the truck and to theirs, and then their canine came around, and I'm watching all this from the back of a squad car. I get moved to a sheriff's squad car. I get taken all, and I'm watching them search my truck, and I have all this like random interesting gear, and I had a baboon skull, and I just bought some silver coins, and I was saw them geeking out on that. I got my comic book collection back from my brother from being in storage.
Oh,
like
nice.
it was a weird collection of stuff in my truck from mm-hmm. this journey. I had an old like sea trunk, like wood, leather, metal. It's like a restoration project I found on Craigslist, like a pirate's trunk. And they're like, what the heck is all of this stuff? So, but they found the capsules because they were sitting in my console. I wasn't hiding them.
Right.
And they towed my truck somewhere and searched it more thoroughly, really tossed it. They pried out some of the interior panels.
Wow.
And left them hanging. Yeah. Like, you know, just, oh, there might be drugs hidden in the door. You know, yeah. pop, really. Stuff like that, and some other little damage here and there, but nothing out of the norm. But then I was taken to custody in Sawatch County Jail, and before I got there, I told the sheriff who was driving me, or the sheriff's deputy was a sergeant, Sergeant Brubaker. I said, you know what, I'm not, and he's in a rock bed too. So I basically told him, I'm not cooperating with this anymore. You're going to have to carry me in.
All right, stand by. More with Adam Kokesh here. And, yeah, it's got to be really interesting when the police have to carry somebody because they're used to people just going where they're told to go. And they don't have to put any effort in whatsoever. We'll continue with the story here in moments here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. If you've got a question for Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man and now HomefrontBattleBuddies.org. He was arrested on the side of the road in Sawatch County, Colorado. So he was just trying to go home with his dogs from visiting some folks and had acquired some psilocybin capsules. So not the actual mushrooms that you might be used to seeing, but presumably ground up and put into capsules. And the cops found him. Took him into custody, and you told him at one point as you were on your way to the to be processed at the jail or the holding facility there, Adam, you said, you've had it, you're not going to be cooperating from here on out, you're going to have to carry me, and that's where you left this story off.
Yeah, and this is where it gets good, but we're going to have to accelerate the narrative over the next 12 days to get to the shocking victory that this resulted in.
Well, there's usually not a whole lot that happens in jail if you're in solitary, so I imagine we can accelerate that part of the story somewhat, although there's always interesting jail stories. I know there were a lot of people calling. A lot of folks on the outside were making phone calls to the facility, and I imagine
the phone bombing was going on.
Yes,
that.
Yes,
that got
yes.
back to you, right? Like, you knew they were doing that, right?
Well, it was actually an extremely rich experience. It did get back, and I gotta give a shout out, of course, to Joey, and I'll get to the sequence of events here and explain exactly why I really couldn't have done this without Joey Lee, GM Mary Jane, and everybody who backed her up taking the initiative in bringing the spotlight that I'm able to bring when this happens, because people know that what I'm doing is righteous and they have confidence in me as an activist of integrity going into a situation like this. So When I got in there, I'll also take this opportunity to, shout out, my own show, Adam versus the Man. In terms of like the 12 days, I mean, I could talk about that alone for hours. And I think we spent about an hour on just that when we did this for the last 3-hour episode of Adam versus the Man we did on Thursday, just trying to get out as much of the narrative as I could while it was fresh on my mind. So if anybody wants to go back to that, again, my Telegram channel, t.me/AdamVersusTheMan, or on Odyssey, .com/@AdamKokesh, K-O-K-E-S-H, or just search Adam versus the Man, wherever you get your propaganda.
Right.
And I told them as we were pulling up, I'm not going to cooperate. And so, like, these two, like, pretty big but just out of shape, overweight dudes pick me up, and Joey's like, oh, my God, I can just imagine them throwing out their backs, picking you up. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm a solid 200 pounds. Even right. For me, holding 100 pounds off to the side would be, like, you know, awkwardly. And, like, they're maneuvering me through, you know, swinging doors. And they set me down on a metal bench and handcuffed me to a horseshoe welded to the bench. And at some point, there's a back and forth, and I'm like, look, these warrants are not extraditable. This is nonsense. This is gonna fail. This screw you guys. You are wrong. Don't care. Just the longer you take to figure this out, the more it's gonna cost you, the worse it's gonna be for you. And I was, pretty direct with them. And there's so much else. There's so much rich texture that, you know, I'd love to share about interacting with them. But, you know, I had one of them looking up my Wikipedia page while I was declining to book. At one point, I swung my leg over the horseshoe in such a way that the cuffs were in between my legs and they couldn't access them. So I did actually engage in a bit of physical resistance, which is something I've only dabbled with. Complete non-compliance is a different thing, but active defensive resistance, you know, to not be moved or to be moved physically in your posture or something like that, that's one thing.
Can you talk for a moment about the motivation of why not? Because obviously you went along with the arrest because then they can hit you with a resisting arrest charge. But at some point you decided, all right, I'm done helping you guys. Now you're gonna have to carry me. Since you'd already been arrested, I guess they can't charge you with another. They can't hit you with resisting at that point because you're under arrest. So like, what's the rationale? What is your motivation to go in that direction as an activist?
Well, at that point, it was, if I stay on this bench, they really can't book anybody else while I'm here. I'm like, it's such a small jail. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like that, I'm literally gumming up the works by just sitting on that one bench and straddling the horseshoe with my cuffs, with one wrist attached to that, my other hand covering the locks. And this is going to sound like a big sidebar, but I had been recently listening to this song by the Real McKenzies called My Head is Filled with Music. And it's the story of Billy Millen, the piper from Normandy in World War II, and the landing, the guy who played the frickin' bagpipes while people were getting, British soldiers, Scottish soldiers were getting shot by German snipers all around him, and they only didn't shoot him because they thought it was crazy. And I mean, there's a Wikipedia page on Bill Millen, and he's the feature of this song. And I've been listening, and it's a punk song, and I've been listening to it, screaming along, crying to myself, you know, thinking about my experiences as a Marine and why it's such a touching story. But to me in particular, as opposed to just, you know, the average Real McKenzie's fan listen to the song, or punk enthusiast, because I see that kind of courage that he displayed, that, well, I was ordered to play the frickin' bagpipes and march through the gore and muck to raise the spirits of the troops. Well, if that's what I am commanded to do, then I will do it. And it makes me want to cry because it's when you understand what war is, it's the best of humanity serving the worst of humanity. But it was just the call with absolute determination to follow that order. And to me, it was a call to conscience and a call to principle. And it was, this is wrong. I don't care what happens. I will not be a part of it.
Got it.
And so they picked me up and they carried me into the solitary cell and, gently put me down on my stomach after taking off my belt and my boots, carrying me, across the one little hallway there. And I was in a 6x9 where there was like a grate near the ceiling. There was a camera in the corner, a vent in another top corner, the standard steel sink toilet combo unit.
Yep.
With it, you know what I'm saying? Ian knows what I'm talking about. It's the same ones they got at the Keene Spiritual Retreat Center for Activists.
Sure.
And a steel bunk and a mat. I got a mattress and a couple blankets. And I was really glad that I got arrested wearing fleece lined pants, because you can turn them inside out and roll them up into a pillow. So that was a great comfort to me while I was in there. And there's a whole battle of me going at it verbally and making noise, pounding on the steel bunk like a freaking drum to get the other inmates to turn the television down, because it was driving me nuts. And actually, I had to listen, because like they had the TV volume on so loud, the way it carried through the halls around the corner, it was louder than I would have my TV watching it.
Well, because I was going to say, in any facility I've been in, you know, normally you don't have guys watching the TV right in the booking area.
It was all day.
So you were hearing this from one of their, you were hearing this from like a cell block.
I had to listen to a World War II movie like that, and it gave me an anxiety attack. I don't want to say like, oh my God, but like I have a lot of reasons, and maybe it's just pet peeves and I'm hypersensitive, but, don't make me sing the jingles that I had to listen to 100 times a day. Holy crap.
Mm.
Now that alone like drove me nuts.
Oh yeah.
But I got earplugs eventually. But the first important thing in the narrative actually was before they carried me into the cell, at one point they said, hey, the officer from Center PD is going to come and write you a ticket for the mushrooms charge and let you go. And I said, yeah, that's more like it. And then they said 5 minutes later, never mind, you're going to the judge on Monday. And you know how that goes. So I was in that solitary cell, and they came to me the next day and said, your friends put bond together for you. It's $10,000. They paid $1,500. Here's a bondsman. And this was the first hard part for me. I had to say no.
Demand a written apology before you would actually accept bond?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Stand by, Adam. We got more coming up here with Adam Kokesh. And I guess a question that I know Bonnie had was, did he actually end up getting the apology when they let him out? So stand by. We'll find out coming up here. Also, did you get the shrooms back? That's another good question. They dropped the charges. So we'll find all that out.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.